Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, congratulations on getting two bills signed into law.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very pleased that President Obama has signed into law two of my bills this week that are part of my continued effort to speed up the delivery process for new and innovative drugs and treatments for American patients. Right now, sick people across the country are waiting for help, and these bills would do two things. One, put a time constraint on DEA approval of new drugs to get them on the market faster. And two, put companies manufacturing drug products that contain controlled substance in the U.S. on an equal playing field with foreign manufacturers, which will help keep manufacturing jobs from going overseas. I'm grateful for the unanimous support of my colleagues. I hope that and I'm grateful now that the president has joined us, and hopeful that we can continue this progress in accomplishing the twin goals of helping American patients get their medicines, help American workers keep their jobs. And I'm grateful for a number of organizations who've expressed their support for the new law, including the Epilepsy Foundation and the Prevent Cancer Foundation.
Congratulations also on your award from the National Retail Federation.
Thank you. There are nearly 200,000 retail employees in Pennsylvania, and their ability to keep their jobs depends on the health of the retail sector. And retail provides us with opportunities to buy the goods we want, to sell what we produce, and I'm honored to receive this award. I'll continue to work to make sure that those 200,000 Pennsylvanians can count on their jobs being there, and that working families can afford to buy the products that they need.
Could you give us an update on what else is happening in Washington?
This week, the House passed three more bills that would modernize American energy infrastructure. The first bill originated in the Energy and Commerce Committee, on which I serve, compiles a variety of proposals from a diverse group of representatives. Among other things, this bill would loosen federal restrictions on exports, allowing a new influx of funding to come into the United States. And the other two pieces of energy legislation would stop certain new regulations on states from going into effect. There are 23,000 families in Pennsylvania who went without heat last winter. We need to increase the supply of energy to bring down costs, and that will make heat more affordable for everyone, and it will help businesses hire people, it will help families stay warm, and we cannot forget those 23,000 households. Those are our neighbors, our fellow Pennsylvanians. We need to grow an inclusive economy for them and for all.
Congressman, could you tell us about education reform?
This week, the House passed a comprehensive reform of the flawed, broken No Child Left Behind Act. The House and the Senate have been negotiating a compromise for months. This week, we reached a breakthrough agreement. When the No Child Left Behind bill was passed, I stood up to my own party, to my own president, because it grew the federal bureaucracy. No Child Left Behind's federal mandates led to predictable results, massive test score reporting fraud, most notably in places like Atlanta, where several teachers went to jail. And this week I voted to protect states from Common Core, to restrict the federal government's power to coerce states, and to eliminate 49 wasteful federal programs. The Wall Street Journal has called this the largest devolution of federal control in a quarter of a century, and I'm proud to join my colleagues in both chambers in putting an end to the one-size-fits-all policies of the No Child Left Behind law. As a former math and science teacher, I know that we need to empower teachers, not bureaucrats, if we're to help every child get the education they deserve.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
I do. A group called Wrap Up Lancaster has been donating handmade scarves and hats to those in need. They've been leaving these items out in public places like parks and churches where the homeless can easily find them and take them. And each item has a note that reads, "If you are stuck out in the cold, take this to keep warm." This is yet another act of generosity done voluntarily by Pennsylvanians. It didn't take a law or government action to make them do it. They're helping people simply because it is the right thing to do. It also shows that generosity matters, and building a culture of generosity is much more effective than building up a massive bureaucracy in D.C. So I thank and commend all of those who are sacrificing for others this winter for their contributions to our community.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.